back, 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Happy Monday to you. And lo and behold, look at this. Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter, not at the White House, which is odd. He is right here in the studio. What, nothing happening down there today? Is that the deal?
There's plenty going on. I had to come into here to the office for HR training today, Andy.
Oh, you did? Yes. I haven't gone through that yet. You better do that.
You better get on the stick.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it tough or is it?
It's really hard, yeah.
It is?
It's fascinating, too. You'll be in rapt attention for
really?
Hours.
Yeah. So something to look forward to.
Oh, yes.
Why do I get the feeling you're talking? Yeah, I know. All right. Well, a couple of things we want to talk about. Actually, you know, a few minutes ago, I just mentioned this. There's a contest to get people to sign up for Obamacare.
Can you believe this? Yeah, I got an email over the weekend from Organizing for Action, which, of course, is the spinoff of the president's reelection campaign. And
yeah.
It's run by people like Jim Messina, who was his campaign manager. And they're holding a contest. It's like a sweepstakes. And they're looking for volunteers to help people. Encourage people to sign up for Obamacare,
right?
Because the deadline is the end of March, and they don't have enough people signed up yet.
Uh-huh.
And so this grassroots campaign organization of the president's is offering to fly two people to Washington, you know, picked out of a hat, people who volunteer to help out on Obamacare, to free airfare and a hotel stay in Washington and get the chance to meet the president backstage at this group's event that they're having at the end of February.
Oh, okay.
If you'll volunteer to sign up people for Obamacare.
Yeah. I saw that they assigned a dollar figure to it, like $1,400, you know, to meet the president.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess they have to do that because it's a promotion thing.
Yeah.
And, you know,
of course, there's no purchase necessary.
And
they have to have a disclaimer and all when they do that, too.
They said only legal U.S. residents and citizens.
Oh, really? There's a first.
Yes.
For this administration. Really? But, you know, one has to take that as a clear sign of desperation. I mean, if you have to resort to running a contest to meet the president to get people to sign up for this ill-fated health care law, something's wrong.
Yeah, it sure looks that way. And, you know, the government was saying as of the end of January, they had a little over 3 million people signed up through the health care exchanges in the states for Obamacare. And they're really looking for about 7 million by the end of next month.
So. Okay, so why was Dick Durbin saying yesterday that, wait a minute, hang on a second. Let me see if I have that. Hold on.
The bottom line is this. 10 million Americans have health insurance today who would not have had it without the Affordable Care Act. 10 million.
10 million. 10 million. Is that the number you have?
No, it's not, actually, Andy, but I'm not sure where he's getting that number. But I think
I am.
Obviously
it's out of a part of his body.
Below the waist. I believe they're adding in the numbers of people who states have agreed to expand their Medicaid roles.
Yes. And, isn't it funny how that works?
Yeah, I think they're counting that number
mm-hmm.
in there.
Yeah. All right, so the law requires people to sign up by March 31st, but what happens if they don't?
Well, it's not really clear at this point. I mean, the law requires a penalty to be charged to people who don't sign up. But in certain cases, we're going to be waiving that penalty this year. And then, of course, large employers aren't required to offer the program this year. They got a waiver until 2015.
Yeah.
So and then as the years go on under Obamacare, it envisions stiffer and stiffer penalties for not buying insurance.
Yeah. But, you know, we also have people in this country who won't pay any attention to it. You know, they simply won't sign up, and when the fine arrives, they won't pay it.
Either they won't pay it or they'll figure the fine is so low right now that
it's worth paying the penalty
and just risking not needing health care insurance.
Yeah. All right. President's Saturday address included his promise to work around Congress again. Is that what I gather?
Yes. It was more of the same that he's been on this approach ever since the new year taking executive action and reminding the country that he's doing everything he can on his own or without Congress at any rate to improve the job employment situation and, you know, working with major employers, for mm-hmm. example, to try and get them to agree to hire more of, or consider hiring more of the long-term unemployed. He did this executive action in his State of the Union address, of course, to raise the minimum wage for certain federal contractor workers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Things like that. So, yes, he's still pushing that initiative, you know, and work trying to work with that congressman, as he says, whenever he can.
Yeah. He said he wants to reduce the income inequality in the country. My question is, he's had 5 years. Why hasn't he tackled that earlier?
Well, and actually the problem has gotten worse on his watch.
Yes.
You know, and so I think, you know, he's aware of that, and he's talking a game about trying to do something about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's got 3 more years. And perhaps when he's out of here, then something will be done about it, if there needs to be something done about it. All right. what's on tap for the week? Do we know? What's his schedule?
It's a pretty interesting week, actually. He's got the president of France, Francois Hollande, arriving in Washington today.
Yeah.
He's taking him on a kind of a buddy trip down to Charlottesville, Virginia this evening to tour Monticello, the Jefferson's estate. And, of course, you know, Jefferson had a very close relationship with France, and the White House is playing up this aspect of the French president's visit. And then, excuse me, tomorrow they will have an official state dinner, first of the year, with the French president.
Oh, wait a minute.
Who is, has no first lady with
him. I was going to say there was a big scandal there, right?
There is, and he just ditched his, quote, longtime companion.
Right. Yeah.
Who presumably would have accompanied him on this trip because he was having another relationship on the side with a movie actress, and so he is going stag at this state dinner.
Man, it's too bad Clinton isn't president. Bill Clinton is.
You know, I think at this point people in the White House are just saying, "Thank God we're having a state dinner," because if you remember last fall, they were supposed to host a state dinner for the president of Brazil, but she was so angry at the Obama administration about the spying stuff that she canceled the state dinner.
Meanwhile, you know, Hollande, he just wanted to get the heck out of France. It was a good opportunity.
He's not very popular in the polls there.
Yeah, he's also the guy who promoted the 75% income tax, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Between that and his female women trouble, he's probably happy to leave.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Dave, well, listen, thanks for the update. You got to go back to the White House now or what?
No, I got more HR downstairs.
You got to go back to HR?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. So who's on duty at the White House right now?
My colleague Ben Wolfgang.
Oh, he's down there covering for you. All right. Is there a briefing today?
There is at 1:30.
Right? 1:30. Yeah, you won't be making that.
No.
You got tons of work to do here. All right, Dave, thanks for your help.
Thanks, Andy.
Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter, 1251, 1260 WRC.